One of the many mitzvahs hayom on Purim is the mitzvah of Mishalach Manesh Ishrayehu, the mitzvah of sending gifts to one friend, a popular mitzvah of most people call it Shalach Manesh, but technically it's Mishalach Manesh, as the Pasuk says, and people bring food, usually food packages, to one another during the day. We'll discuss a little bit about the nature of the mitzvah of Shalach Manesh. Does it have to be food? Is food coincidental? And maybe some other halachas that come up. So the Gemara tells us in Shulchan Aruch Paskin this way, we paskin minimally speaking, even though many do much more, but shtei manos l'ish echad, that you only have to give to one person two different food items. And it's a popular misconception that it has to be two separate brachas. There's no halacha that it has to be two separate brachas, and it could be a can of Coke and a pastrami. It might be the same bracha, but it's two totally different manos. It's a discussion whether it's the same thing, whether that would work or not. But it has to be shtei manos, and the brachas are irrelevant to what bracha you would make on them. So what is the nature of this mitzvah of shalach manos? So there seems to be two schools of thought on what is the nature of this mitzvah of Mishalach Manesh Ishu Re'eo. There's a famous shot of the Trumas Hadeshen, who is a classical posik. The Rama quotes him all the time. And there'll be another opinion. It's hard to say it's a machlokas when the other opinion is the Manos Halevi. He's more known for Friday Night Live, for Kabbalah Shabbos. He was a Kabbalist in Svat. So it's hard to say it's a machlokas between a halachis and a kabbalist, because if that's the case, we usually go with the niglo over the nister. So either way, they aren't the only ones, but these are how the opinions are quoted. And of course, I'm sure we can find sources in the Rishonim as well to both of these schools. But they're known as the sheet of the Trumas Hadeshen and the Manos Halevi. The Trumas Hadeshen says the purpose of Mishalach Manos is, we know one of the mitzvahs hayom of Purim is to have a suda. And in contrast to Chanukah, which is a separate discussion why, even though it's praiseworthy to eat on Chanukah and to have shiras v'tishbachos, but there's no chiyuv suda. According to the Rambam, there is. According to the Paskin, no. So on Purim, there's a chiyuv suda. And in fact, if one day you're going to eat meat, perhaps that's the day. If you're only going to eat meat one day a year, Purim could be the biggest chiyuv in terms of having actual basar. So there's a mitzvah of a suda. So one of the reasons behind Mishalach Manos is, and perhaps as well as Matanos Levyonim, is to ensure that there's enough food for the Suda. So to ensure that someone has food for the Suda, hence Chazal instituted Mishalach Manos Ishureyo, and perhaps as well the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim. So that seems to be the school of thought of the Trumas Hadeshen, that it seems to be a din in Suda. And as well, the Rambam seems to, we can always bring a geographical proof from the Rambam. So the Rambam, when he talks about the halakhas of the Suda, he actually says one should prepare a nice Suda, eat the Suda, then V'chein, he says, you're obligated to give Shalach Manos. So it's interesting, according to the Rambam, it seems to be first you have the Suda, and then you have the Shalach Manos. Most people, that doesn't seem to be the minhag, unless of course you have two meals on Purim, nothing wrong with that, and you had your breakfast meal already, so maybe you are maybe you're following the Rambam Sheet as well. But when you do it, it's not. I remember I'm going back many years, back in when I was in YU for Purim, when I was still single, so I used to go with Rabbi Simon, and we used to go to the cafeteria and buy each other breakfast and fulfill our mitzvah of Shalach Manos and probably a mitzvah of Suda as well. So either way, so it doesn't make a difference what. As long as you do the mitzvah biyom. Biyom is key. Some people like sending shalach manos the night before. That's problematic. That's a discussion in its own right. But the mitzvah is biyom. It's a din in the suda to ensure that people have food, and therefore it seems to be pshat in the Rambam. And on the other hand, we have the Manos Halevi. He has a whole different pshat in the nature of shalach manos. He says the nature of Shalach Manos is laharbo sholom v'reyes, to bring unity among the Jewish people and among your friends, or maybe among people who maybe you had a little run-in during the year. In fact, based on the Gemara in Megillah, Chazal quote on the pasuk, "Yeshnu am echad, mufuru to mufuzer," that Haman's telling Achashverosh, "Let's kill the Jews," and Achashverosh said, "Are you crazy? I'm not starting up with the God." He said, "No, you don't have to worry. The God hates when the Jews are fighting among one another." He said, "Okay, in that case, I'm in." And then comes along Haman, Lahashmi, Laharigo, it's called Yehudim. So he says the whole Gezerah came about because of the Jewish fighting or not getting along with one another. That's the reason why Haman was able to be successful, at least on his decree, not the actual execution of the decree, but the decree. And therefore, we see, Chazal instituted many mitzvahs. Sholachman is one of them, is to be Marbish Shalom Yisrael. Avshalom Atanas Rav Yonim plays a role in that as well, etc. So there seems to be two basic schools of thought in terms of what is the nature of the mitzvah of Sholachmanas. Is it a din in Suda that enable one to have an appropriate Suda on Purim? Or no, it has nothing to do with the Suda. It's part of the general halacha of to be ma'abereyas, to foster a good relationship, but to reinforce your relationships and perhaps even rekindle some new ones with other members of the community. So my nafkamina, what's the practical difference? Either way, you're going to say, well, I know there's a mitzvah of shalachmanas. What's the difference if it's the Trumas Hadeshin is right, it's a din in Suda, if it's a manas halevi, a din in shalom, I'm going to do shalachmanas. I'm a pashtun. I don't really care about the reasons. I just want to make sure I get the Kiyam HaMitzvah. So what's the nafkamina practical difference? So there are a couple. One being, is a very interesting Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, and the question is as follows. What happens, again, so most of the time it's not really a practical question because we give 50 of them. But assuming you're only giving one Shalach Manas, and this is it, the one you're going to be Yotzeh on. So you go over to your friend or enemy, whoever it may be, it says Re'ehu, so whoever fits Re'ehu. It's a discussion. Some say you can't give to your rabbi because he's not Re'ehu. Many people treat the rabbi like Re'ehu, but you know, Halach L'maisa, I don't know if we're passing like that, Shita. But anyway, you have to give Mashalach L'maisa to Re'ehu, so we assume you have to give to someone else. So the Halach is that, let's say you go, you offer him a beautiful Shalach Manas. He says, you know what, just take a look into my kitchen. My wife's going to kill me. I can't take it anymore. That's it. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. But, you know, give it to someone else who needs it. Or keep it yourself, whatever you tell them. But the bottom line is you don't take it. Thanks, but no thanks. So the question is, do I fulfill my mitzvah, the one who sent it, do I fulfill my mitzvah of Mashalach Manas? And again, this is my only one I'm sending today. So it would depend on this issue. If it's a din in Suda, so therefore you can't eat a thank you. It's a very nice the offer, but the bottom line, I didn't receive anything. You're not helping me for my Suda. And therefore, perhaps it's a no-go according to the Trumas Hadeshin. But according to the Manas HaLevi, you definitely fulfilled the mitzvah of Shalach Manas to be Mar B'Sholom. You offered a nice, beautiful Shalach Manas. The fact that he didn't take it is academic to my mitzvah. And therefore, it seems to be totally on this chakira. Interesting enough, the Ramah Paskin's Yotze, you are Yotze, which seems to imply he's going with the Manos HaLevi, that it's a din in Shalom, and therefore you Yotze. Unless he calls, you want to say the potential of a suit is enough, but Pasha, that's something the Achronim point out, that from this Ramah it appears he seems to be working with the Manos HaLevi. In fact, with his... So the Ramah writes, you would say, yeah, what about the halacha by Matanas Rav Yonim? Let's say you offer tzedakah, Matanas Rav Yonim, you have to give to two different aniyim, enough for a meal. So whether it's going to be Howie T's or, well, 398's closed now, but some $100 restaurant, that, you know, now you could leave to your discretion, but it has to be enough money to pay for a meal. So they point out, now, let's say by an ani, let's say you offer him money and he doesn't accept it. So the lach is, it's a no-go. You do not get your mitzvah matanas rav yonim. So the question is, where does the Ramah know? What's the source of the Ramah Okay, not everyone agrees to the Rama. If you're working with the Truma Sedeshin, he seems to be Chol. But working with the Shitas HaRama, why Machalek between Sholach Manas and Matanas Gav Yonim? So the many answers, but this interesting Binyan Sion, he says it's very meduyik in the Pasuk, in Megillas Esther. What's the language of the Pasuk? Umishloach Manas Ishgureyehu Umatanas Gav Yonim. So the Torah says Umishloach, the mitzvah is to send. But when it comes to matanas gavyonim, it's miyad liyad. It has to be a matan. It has to be something that's accepted. So it's other reasons, other gemaras we don't have time to go into. Megillah, Dav Zayin, Amid Aleph, and Beis on the top and bottom over there. There are other rayas, but that's one from the Binyan Sion based on the psukim. In fact, the Binyan Sion has a whole tshuva about whether Yadavka have to send the Ayidei Shliach. So therefore, it probably comes to the society you live in. Like some people, what? Are you kidding me? I'm not good enough, you got to send someone else to bring it, or others say, wow, what a kavod. So depending on how it would appear to that person, you know, you have to use the fifth Shulchan Aruch, common sense, and figure out whether, but we don't pass them like the Binyan Tzion, the Dafka has to be a Shliach, but whether Al Shliach is recommended or not would depend on who you're giving to and what the scenario is. So that's one potential Nafka, I mean, is whether you could... whether someone refuses it. What about the following case? You come home after Megillah Purim morning, or you're running out in between, you're delivering your Shalach Manas, and you find this beautiful Shalach Manas on your doorstep. And there's no name. Either the wind blew it away, or he never put it on. But you don't know about the Shalach Manas now. You don't know about the Shalach Manas now, so you don't know. So my yotzi the mitzvah, I dropped it off on your doorstep, you don't know it's me. So again, it could depend on this issue. If we work with the din and tzuda like the Trumas HaDeshen, so then what's the difference? If you know it's me, you have food to eat. Bottom line, we're very practical. You have food to eat on the table, so it's a go. So therefore, you yotzi shalach manas. But if it's a din and shalom, like the manos halevi, I mean, one thing you could say, well, the whole community, someone in the community likes me. Other than maybe the mitzvah, you have to make a direct link between you and the person, and therefore you wouldn't be yotzei. So that would be another nafkamina between the Trumas HaDeshen and the Manas HaLevi, whether it's a din in Suda or a din in Shalom. Yeah. It's okay, yeah, we'll stop, yeah. Yeah, you have... Nafgamina, another practical difference between the Trumas HaDeshen and the Manos HaLevi would be as follows. Let's say someone sends you, we'll contrast the two different Shalach Manas. Someone sends you a no-frills little box with these lousy raisins in them, and on one of these Master Choice Colas, maybe even diet, who knows? That's a Shalach Manas. Or, on the other hand, someone sends you about 42 inches too small these days, a 60-inch plasma TV, and, well, you can't send the iPad. Maybe by Purim you can, because if it comes out next Tuesday, it'll be in time for Shalach Manas, and someone gives you an iPad 3. So which one are you Yotze Shalach Manas with either? So in terms of, so there is a discussion among the Rishonim if the Shalach Manas has to be according to the one who's actually giving. Like if it's the person's a very wealthy person and he gives a cheap Shalach Manas, it's a discussion in the post-kim, you know, whether it's Yotze. So on one hand, so strictly speaking, you're probably Yotze, if you're according to the Trumas HaDeshen, you Yotze with the lousy raisins and the soda, because the bottom line is, it's something you can eat at the Suda. So if it's a din in the Suda, so you could be Yotze. But if, to be Marba Shalom, it's hard to say this millionaire is trying to make friends with this person who he gave this piece of... Right. On the other hand, let's say you give a beautiful plasma TV or a new Mac Air, you could pick your toy, whatever you want. And are you Yotze with... I know a lot of people would prefer that than the food, but you Yotze with that for Shalach Manas. So again, that would depend on the Trumas HaDeshen and the Manos HaLevi. Going into the Trumas HaDeshen, last I checked, you can't eat a computer, an iPad. It does have an app where you can find a kosher restaurant. Maybe that counts. But since you can't eat the computer or the TV or whatever it is, then according to the true Mesadeshin, you wouldn't be Yotze. However, according to the Manas Halevi, it would definitely be a goal because you're definitely showing, you know, you want to be Mar B'Sholem. So that the issue would be whether Dafka has to be food or not. According to the true Mesadeshin, it has to be something Roy Lusuda. According to the Manas Halevi, it doesn't have to be. And in fact, that seems to be our minig. I think the Magen Avraham, they discuss different sheets where it's even preferable not only to give food, but give food which is going to be used. That's, if it is or not used, that you can't help that. But you should try to give something that will actually be used for the Suda. Give some soup, give some chopped liver, give filter fish, some ribs, some cakey, something that could be used as opposed to, you know, like jelly beans or something else, Laffy Taffy, that could be used also for dessert. But according to some postkim, it's even, because that clearly working with the true Mesadeshin, once you're saying it's a din in Suda, there's a hiddur within Suda to try to give something which is, you know, Roy Lasuda. So those are some of the practical differences, whether it's a din in Suda or a din in Sholem. But what are these, so we know where do they come from. They come from the true Mesadeshin, and they come from the Manas Halevi. Is there some earlier source where we could find these two schools of thought perhaps working within the Purim story? So I think it's Rav Nachum Zember says the following. Not what I'm about to say. It's a Gemara. He doesn't say it, but he's going to give pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara, very interesting Gemara in Megillah. In the first paragraph, is all the Agadata regarding Purim. I think it's Yud Beis around there. The students asked Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Rebbe, Lamdeni, Rebbe, teach me. You know what? If you look through the whole Megillah's Esther, what's one of the purposes of Nach? You read through it to get to rebuke the people, that they learn the lesson, there's a Musa lesson, they get better. But if you look into the Megillah's Esther, you don't find what the sin was. Definitely not explicitly. So how do I know what I did wrong? How do I become better? So the Rebbe said, what was the sin? What caused the potential decree of Haman? Or was not a potential decree. The decree was there. The decree of Haman, Lahashmid, Ulaharag, it's called Yehudim Tafanashim. What was it? So he says he was ready into, he would do all these master courses and all this. He was into the cutting edge of pedagogue. And he says, you tell me, what are you thinking? I'm not going to tell you. You tell me what you think the reason is. You know, today everyone, try to get everyone involved. That's nothing new about that. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was familiar with those teaching methods. So he asked, so what do you think? So of course, blank faces. No, so some finally, one person built up the guts to suggest something in front of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He says, perhaps, maybe, Shenena Misudas Achashverosh. You know what caused this decree? Perhaps they got Hana, they benefited from the meal, the festive meal of Achashverosh. And the Mefarshim point down, notice it doesn't say that they ate at the meal. Chazal tell us Mordechai was there and he gave them glatt kosher. It was on the good hashkacha. And they had a lot of good food. So what do you mean? What do you mean shenaneh? Because what was the purpose of the suda? Why was he making a suda? The Navi told us that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be built after 70 years. And basically, different kings had some erroneous countings. It wasn't clear exactly when the beginning day was. And they made the mistake, and they were severely punished, let's say. So Achashverosh, I guess they told him now it's the 70 years, it's up. So he's making a party celebrating basically the end of Judaism. It's great. Temple gone, Jews are out. Let's make a party. I'm sure plenty of anti-Semites would like to join that party. And they went ahead and he made a big festive feast. And the Jews of Shushan ended up, you know, maybe Mordechai had to be there, part of his job. But the Jews of Shushan, even if they did have to go, but what did it say? Shenene misu. Wow, what great wings. Did you try the wings, the honey garlic, those dynamo ribs? You got to try those beef tenderloin, those potatoes with the rosemary, and we could go on and on. wow, what a party. Look at the entertainment here. Hey, they look like the vessels from the temple in there, but I don't know, they really look nice over there. We know, we read it to the tune of Eicha. They were metame, they defiled the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash they brought out. We read it to the tune of Eicha. You're about Koreh. So therefore, it was a terrible thing. And yet, what did you imagine the scene? Let's say, maybe it was before your time, I don't know. Son of Sam Killer. There was a famous, it was in my area in Brooklyn. And so I just remember that one. Because he went around, he was a serial killer. I forget all the details, but he went ahead killing people. I think he actually went to Lover's Lane and used to like kill people, like, you know, one boyfriend and girlfriend, whatever the details were, it doesn't make a difference. And so imagine 1 year, at the end of the anniversary, he's going to make a big party. He invites all his friends to come to this party, celebrating the anniversary. I killed 20 people this year. And he has the pictures of all his victims up all over. And imagine, by some mistake, one of the family members, a child, walks in and they see this big party and they see the pictures of the... So they're going to run out of it. They're going to go crazy. They're going to go rip up the pictures. They're going to just go out of them. You know, they're going to do so. They'll be appalled. They'll run out. They'll make a macha. Hey, let me get some wings first. This food's good. So imagine the Jewish people. Imagine the end of Klal Yisrael, the way we know it. And wow, shenena misudas achashverosh. So that's what warranted. So he said, very good. I've taught you well, Talmud. But apparently not that well, because your answer is good. That only tells us about the Jews in Shushan. Only the Jews in Shushan came. But what about everyone else? So I'll tell you, so there's another reason he gives. So what's the reason? Because during the time of the Nebuchadnezzar, when he had the Tselem and he had the Avodah Zorah, or at least it looked like an Avodah Zorah, different discussions in the Rishonim, whether it was real Avodah Zorah or not. But it definitely gave the appearance, you know, either they were forced, or this gave the appearance of Avodah Zorah. So he said, yeah, you had a decree, even though you guys worship Avodah Zorah, but it was only outwardly you did it. You didn't really do it inside. So too, they only gave the decree of Haman outside, but ultimately, he didn't let Haman execute the decree. So there seems to be two different schools of thought on what was the reason behind, what was the Chayit on Purim, which caused the Gezerah of Haman. One was, Shenena Misudas Achashverosh. Another one was Avodah Zorah, that the Jews, at least outwardly, were worshipping idols. So comes along Rabbi Menachem Zemba, one of the great Gedolim who were killed by the Nazis during, during the Holocaust time. And he says as follows. He says, this could be the two schools of thought that we're working with, the Trumas Hadesha and the Manas HaLevi. What is the Trumas Hadesha and say the purpose of Shalach Manos, that they did in Suda? Why the focus so much on Suda? Because that was the original cause of the Gzeira. They went to a Suda, which is the opposite of a Suda. It was a Suda showing the end of Judaism, and they sinned through a Suda. So Tikkun Achet, how do we go to the other extreme? We dafka focus on our Suda. And we don't have a Suda on Purim, we have a Suda on Purim, and that's the whole Shalach Manos, the focus on Suda. Or, he says, the other school of thought is Avodah Zorah. So Chazal, tell us, what's the cure for Avodah Zorah? That God has a lot of tolerance when we do sins ben adam l'makom. It's not good to do sins ben adam l'makom, but God has a lot of tolerance. Don't worry, okay, the Jews will get better. We'll give them more time to get their act together. But when they sin ben adam l'chavero, when they don't get along with one another, then God has zero tolerance. That's what we spoke about many times in the past, the Mesha Chachma, but that was the difference between the Dor HaMabel versus the Dor HaFlaga. The Dor HaMabel, that's it. It was Nechtam Ala Gzela. They didn't treat each other. They used to steal less than a Shava Pruta. But Dor HaFlaga, it's a joke. You want to shoot arrows at me, you can do that all you want. I'll just laugh at you. So too, when it comes to Beit Adam L'makom, you know, so Avodah Zorah, what does Chazal tell us the cure is? To be Marbe Sholem. And in fact, as we mentioned, the other Gemara, what was the cause of Haman's decree? That the Jews are fighting one another. So how does one rectify the decree of Avodah Zorah? How do you do tshuva? By being forced to relations, making Sholem among Klal Yisrael. So that's what Rabbi Nachum Zeba points out, that these two schools of thought between the Trumas Hadeshen and the Manas Halevi, we go back to the Gemara. That these when the Talmidim answer of Shimon Bar Yochai, what's it all about? These two issues that came up, Sheneda Misuda Sachashverosh, and the issue of Avodah Zarah, those are the basis for those two schools of thought. So to summarize, we've discussed the mitzvah of Shalach Manas, the mitzvah of what is the nature of the mitzvah, whether it's a din in Shalom or a din in Suda, the Trumas Hadeshen, and we said that seems to be the Rambam. And just to point out as well, we always find Shalach Manas going together with the Suda, as well as we always find Matanos Rav Yonim going together with the Purim Suda. Like we find by, let's say, Purim Meshulash B'Yushalayim, which we don't have this year, but when you have to split up Purim into 3 days, so Megillah always goes with Matanos Rav Yonim. Whenever you read the Megillah, and perhaps also in the beginning, the first Mishnah Megillah, when the Kfarim are reading on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, what about the other mitzvahs? When do they do them? So perhaps Mikra Megillah, that Matanos Rav Yonim, they do on that same day. But the other mitzvahs, Hayom, the Suda is always, whenever you're having the Suda, that's when you have Shalach Manas. And we said the Nafkamina is being between the Trumas Hadeshen and the Manos Levi, is that number one is, as the Rama writes, the issue of Mechila, let's say someone doesn't accept it. So if it's a din in Suda, you can't eat a thank you. If it's a din in Shalom, you showed your Shalom. The din of, you know, whether the Shri, and in fact, you know, whether you Davka have to send the Shriach or not, what's the difference? If it's Suda, what's the difference? How it's no different Shriach or not, but according to the Shalom, then it would depend on Davka Shriach, maybe Davka not Shriach, depending on what's the best way of doing things. We had the anonymous giver. Someone gives you a gift, you don't know who it is. So if it didn't Suda, yes. But if it didn't Shalom, no. And then the Yadavka have to give a food object. If you give a food object, then within the food object, perhaps it has to be up to the standard of the giver, who you're giving it, perhaps the one who's getting it also, but to the giver. And according to the Trumas Hadeshen, it might not make a difference as long as there's food, you know. But according to the Manas Halevi, it has to do with Shalom. And according to the Manas Halevi, maybe the iPad 3 or the laptop will work. In fact, you'll be marbe a lot of Shalom. Of course, we could be machmer. You could throw in, together with the iPad 3 and the Mac Air, you could throw in some food also, and you could be Yotzi L'chol HaDeis. And we pointed out that these two shittas aren't just some shittas in the Achronim. It goes back to the Yisod of Purim, of what was the chait that caused the decree of Hamim Lahashma Laharos Kol Yehudim. And you either have Shenena Misudas Achashverosh, hence the Tikkun comes through the Suda, and hence that's the Trumas Hadeshen, the focus on Suda. Or Avodah Zarah, the cure for Avodah Zarah is always Achdus Yisrael, Shalom HaYisrael. And that's why Haman brought the decree. So we go out of our way to foster relationship to make new friends, as well as to reinforce our former friendships as well. And that's why, in fact, just to conclude, this concept of Reyes we see also in the mitzvah of Matanos Rav Yonim, because as I said, Kriyas HaMegillah and Matanos Rav Yonim always go together. Why? So the different reasons, but the Gemara and Megillah wants to know, why don't we read the Megillah on Purim? Why don't we read the Megillah on Shabbos? We do read it on Purim, but when Purim falls out on Shabbos, why don't we read it on Purim Shachar B'Shabbos? So the different answers, but the one answer we're focusing on is because Inayim Shalaniyim, the eyes, the poor people are waiting all year round for Purim. You know, most of the holidays come out, you can't have money in your pocket, or you don't have an Erev, you can't be carrying. Purim is one of the few Yom Tovim where you could actually carry. And imagine all year round, imagine the feel of the Anis waiting all year round. Can't believe it, Purim's on Shabbos this year. How disappointing. Chazal were very sensitive to the needs of everyone, and certainly to the Aniyim, and therefore they went so far. That's not the only reason, but it's one of the reasons the Gemara gives. That's the Gemara, not some Bali Musa giving that reason. The Gemara says that we don't have Purim, we don't have the Megillah on Shabbos, because why not give Matanos Rav Yonim on another day? The answer is no. Matanos Rav Yonim always go hand in hand together with the Megillah. And as well, along the same lines, that's where probably the idea of dressing up on Purim comes from. Pashas, it's v'nafachu, that everything was a reversal and people masquerade and put on masks and all that. But others suggest, Rav Margolius suggests that perhaps it's based on the same yisod, the sensitive chazah, because the Yerushalmi tells us that Purim is different than all other days. By other days, you could do more research in terms of the ani, making sure it's an appropriate for tzedakah. But on Purim, any ani that sticks out his hand, we don't ask questions. We go ahead and you give to the ani who's sticking out his hands. We don't do any FBI reports. And what's that based? So that's based on, because Matanos Rav Yonim, and it's a whole separate shiur we gave on, is whether it's a din of tzedakah all year round, or something special about it. So based on this Yerushalmi, where Magolius explains that this is the pshat, because more than usual, poor people know it's Purim, and they know it's time for them, it's their day in the sun, they get to collect tzedakah. And they have to imagine, you know, it's embarrassing to ask for a hand, and unfortunately, like anything, you can get used to it, and then you could become a mechutzav as well, as to say the story with the Briska Rav, that this alleged ani came to him to ask for money, and then I guess he started fighting with him, and he said, you're not an ani, I could tell, because it says an ani, someone who has anivis, you're a big mechutzav, so I'm not giving, I guess you got to be the Briska Rav to make sure that guy, I can't tell, but at least he could. But the point is, you have to be, it should be an embarrassing thing to go around walking for a handout. It's, you know, if you're collecting for someone else, that's fine. You're collecting for yourself, you know, it should be an embarrassing thing. And therefore, to chazal, to save the embarrassment, so if everyone's dressing up in costumes, no one knows who anyone is, and perhaps that's the whole Minhag Yisrael, because the Minhag Yisrael kadosh him as well, and perhaps that's one of the reasons as well for the Minhag Yisrael of dressing up in costumes, whether or not to mavayish to ani, as when we, that goes, and again, that's the source in the Gemara, that the ani I'm waiting all year round for Purim, we have to go out of our way, and as to conclude with the famous statement of the Rambam, which I think some people might go overboard, but some people, the Rambam says, better if you have extra money, give it to a Matanos Rav Yonim, and I agree, but also there is a concept of giving shalach banitz, we lose the human element also, people still like getting gifts, I don't mean, it doesn't have to be expensive, and this and that, but if you want to be marbet sholom, or for the Suda, you know, so one could, everything in extreme is no good, but it's part of the chinuch as well of with the kids of actually seeing you doing the shalach manas. But besides that, this whole concept as well, that when it comes to shalach manas, so there's two, the Rambam writes, one should be marbeh with matanas of Yonah, because the ikar simcha is with not filling up your belly with ribs and fries or with ketchup, but you're filling up, helping the needs of the ani and helping the needs of the poor. And that's the ultimate simcha, and that's how the Rambam writes, one should be marbeh in matanas gavyonim.